AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A New York judge has issued a gag order barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Granting a prosecution request for that order, Judge Juan Merchan cited Trump's previous comments about him, as well as others involved in the case. And with the April 15th trial date approaching, Merchan wrote, "The risk of harm is now paramount." The order also bars Trump from directing others to make public statements about people involved in the trial, but it does not apply to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, because he's an elected official. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a powerless cargo ship rammed into it. In an AP interview, retired welder Joe Diesel, who lives near the port of Baltimore, says the bridge collapse will have a huge impact on the city.
But the main thing they got to do right now is get that shipping channel open, because you're going to punish Baltimore. The cruise liner, Caterpillar, heavy equipment, Mercedes-Benz, our coal export, everybody. So it'll be diverted to Philly or New York.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers said today that the searches of the rapper's Los Angeles and Miami properties by federal authorities in a sex trafficking investigation were, quote, a gross use of military-level force, unquote. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has reached a deal to end his securities fraud charges after 9 years. Special Prosecutor Brian Weiss tells reporters the deal is a victory that requires Ken Paxton to repay investors.
Today's agreement brings finality to this process. And make no mistake, it's difficult for me to believe, as I was when I was running yesterday, that it's been 9 years almost to the day that I took the oath of office in this case.
This is AP News. A handful of rule changes have been approved for the 2024 NFL season, including the return of a highlight reel play.
Kickoff returns are returning to the NFL. Team owners have approved a new rule that will take what essentially had become a dead play and make it an integral part of the game once again. It takes elements of the kickoff rules used in the XFL and tweaks them for NFL use beginning in 2024. Any ball caught in the field of play now must be returned. In other rule changes, the owners voted to make two tweaks to instant replay. Owners also voted to move the trade deadline back 1 week to the Tuesday following the end of Week 9. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A UK court says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can't be extradited on espionage charges until the US rules out the death penalty. At a news conference, Stella Assange says the US should dump the case against her husband.
I think the correct question is, why don't you drop the case?
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.